اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. Here again we are with you in another Quranic session. Brother Fawad Haider is here, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Ali Nasir, students of Xavier International School. So, we are here with you with another Quranic session. Welcome, everyone. So, today, the same as our previous sessions, inshallah, we will go to one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 270. Yes, 270. On page 46. So, brothers and sisters, as you are listening to IRIB English Radio, please hold your Quran, turn to page 46, ayah 270 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, we all will once listen to the recitation, then inshallah we'll go to the explanation with the tajweed rules. Alright? Hassan, Hussein, Al-Nasir and Fawad, are you ready to listen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرتم من نذر فإن الله يعلمه وما للظالمين من أنصار.
Nice recitation. I will be reciting, okay, Fawad? Make sure you and your friends will recite after me, okay? Brothers and sisters, please practice after us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرتم من نذر فإن الله يعلمه.
وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرتم من نذر فإن الله يعلمه.
أحسنت.
وما للظالمين من أنصار.
وما للظالمين من أنصار.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرتم من نذر فإن الله يعلمه.
Whatever charity you may give or vows that you may vow, Allah, فإن الله يعلمه. Allah indeed, what? Knows it. Yes? Allah knows that.
وما للظالمين من أنصار. And the wrongdoers have no helpers. The wrongdoers have no helpers. Guys, sometimes this is about tawheed, all about tawheed, okay? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُهُ. It's all about tawheed. Tawheed doesn't only mean that we should believe Allah Almighty is one. There is only one God who created this world.
Tawheed doesn't only mean this. Tawheed has an important meaning, okay? A broad meaning. It means when you believe that there is only one God, you have to believe that this God is knowledgeable. He is the all knowledge. Yes? Tawheed means that Allah is powerful, and you should believe that Allah is the all power. Okay? The first and last power. The all power. When we believe Allah Almighty is Hakim, he is the wise, we should believe that he is the all wisdom. The all wisdom. Whatever wisdom we see in the world is for Allah. Okay? Allah Almighty has given those who are wise. Allah Almighty has given them wisdom, power, knowledge, yes? Mercy, kindness, love, okay? Generosity, honesty, everything, the complete version of all these attributes is for Allah Almighty. All right? So this means Tawheed. So sometimes we might think that, oh, even if, what happens if I give charity or no? If Allah wants to give me in return something, if Allah wants to give me something in return, so he should give me. Maybe you don't see the result, yes? You donate. You give 10,000 thumans. Okay? And you might think that, oh, this doesn't change anything. Even if I give this poor person a 10,000 thumans, it doesn't change his life. Come on, it changes your life. Doesn't matter if it changes the poor person's life or not, okay? It changes your life if this donation is for Allah Almighty. And in fact, Allah Almighty knows what you do. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ Whatever charity you give. مِن نَفَقَةٍ It's نَفَقَةٍ means any small amount of donation. Doesn't matter it's $100 million or 1,000 thuman. Doesn't matter, okay? Or a cent. It doesn't matter. Allah Almighty knows, and He will give you a return. If not in this world, for sure He will give you in the day of judgment. In the previous ayat, we say Allah Almighty talked about it. Yes, الشيطانُ يعيدكم الفقر. Shaitan was telling us that, come on, stop donating. It doesn't change the poor person's life. So it's useless to give him, right? So in fact, instead you have to know that. Yes, that changes a lot of things. If that 10,000 thuman does not change anything to you in this world, it changes your akhirah. Okay, that's it. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ And for the wrongdoers, yes, they don't have any helper.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي
So now we will go to the very, very important tajweed rules, inshallah, we'll mention in this ayah. Make sure, brothers and sisters, you take notes and practice them. Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein, and Ali Nasser are here, inshallah, to help us practice these tajweed rules. Yes? Fawad, the very, very first important tajweed rule here is the pronunciation of the letters. Yes? Sometimes you might pronounce the letter waw as vow. Vama. It's not correct. Vama. Vama is not correct. Right? Because we don't have va sound in Arabic. It's wa, wa. Wama, not vama. All right? Hassan? Hussein?
Yes.
Okay? It's not vama. It is wama. Right?
Yes.
Anfaqtum. So. وَمَا مَا has a mad on the top. Fawad, you tell me, is the mad wajib to stretch it for 6 counts?
No.
It's not wajib. Ali Nasir, you tell us the reason.
Because the mad letter...
The mad letter, which is alif.
Alif Mad.
Alif Mad.
After Meem, okay.
Yeah, and Hamza.
Hamza, which is in the next word. Yeah. Ah, they are in two separate words. Great. In two separate
words.
So, we don't have to stretch, and it's not a must.
Yeah.
We are
it is jayaz.
Free to stretch them at or not. So, you could say, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُمْ or read it, Hussein, without mat.
وَمَا أَنفَقْتُمْ
أحسن. You can skip the mat. That's it. أَنفَقْتُمْ Two important rules are here in this ayah. In this word, actually. Three. So, nun sakin plus fa.
إخفى.
Hide the sound of nun. How do you hide? Fawad? أحسن. Next rule. Great. Hide the sound. Produce a nasal sound as well. وَمَا أَنفَقْتُمْ The next rule, Hassan will say, قَاف, which is ساكن. What rule is applied?
قَلْقَلَ.
قَلْقَلَ, echoing sound. Great. Hussein, apply the rule.
إِنْ أَنفَقْتُمْ
Yes, in the word أَنفَقْتُمْ, okay. Produce, apply all the three rules. The mad,
okay.
Do not stretch the mad. It's okay. If you stretch or not, doesn't matter. إِخْفَى, then قَلْقَلَ أَنْ قَاف. Go on.
وَمَا أَنفَقْتُمْ
أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَنفَقْتُمْ here, ميم ساكن أَنفَقْتُمْ ends with a ميم ساكن plus next word starts with ميم ميم ساكن plus ميم
إدغام
مثلين فواد is so good at this أَنفَقْتُمْ nasal sound plus ميم plus Nun sakin, yes? Min. And next word starts again with nun. Nun sakin plus nun. Again idgham, right?
Yes.
Min nafaqatin. Min. Nasal sound. Don't forget it, okay? Wa ma anfaqtum min. Nasal sound. Nafaqatin. Tin. Tanween. Plus, next word starts with.
Hamza,
Tanween, plus Hamza. Do we have to hide the sound or merge the sound of Tanween or no?
No.
Just clearly read
clearly.
It.
Clearly. Idhar.
Yes, Idhar. That's correct. Aw nadhar ra. Ra is very important, okay? Tafkhim. Aw nadharutum. Again, mim sakin plus mim, idgham mithlain. Nadharutum min. Again, idgham. Min nadhrin. Do not. Do the tafkhim rule, okay? Tafkhim rule. Nadhrin, lightly. Nadhrin, ikhfa, right? Tanween plus fa. Nadhrin, fa in, nallaha. The letter lam in the word Allah has to be pronounced
heavy,
with
heavy.
A heavy sound, with an ah sound. Fa in, nallaha. Why? Because
There's a fatha sound
before. Great. Fa in, nallaha ya'lamuh. If you stop. Qila tells you it's better to
stop.
وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ heavy sound. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ مِنْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ بْلَسْ حَمْزَ
إِظْهَار
but أَنصَارٍ نُنْ سَاكِنْ بْلَسْ صَاد إِخْفَى with heavy letter أَنصَارٍ that's it. وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن نَّفَقَةٍ أَوْ نَذَرْتُم مِّن نَّذْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ That's it. We alhamdulillah mentioned the very important tajweed rules in this ayah. Make sure, please, brothers and sisters, you practice. And for the explanation, refer to the Tafasir book. Any questions, guys?
No.
We recommend you really, brothers and sisters, to stay with IRIB English Radio. See you inshallah in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان